Have you ever had a true awakening? Do you know what that feels like? Well, I did, and I'm going to share with you how it has changed my life.
I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now.
Okay, so what do I mean by awakening? Well, it could be a slap in the face. It could be a tap on the shoulder. It could be life-altering event. You know, an awakening means something that has jolted you, like you have been struck by lightning. Like all of a sudden you are like, and your mind has been reprogrammed. There's a tingling sensation in your body. You feel like you have just woken up from a long hibernating season. That's why it's called an awakening, is because you are woken up to something new. Something has jolted you like a bolt of lightning. So think back to what that was. When was the last time? Everybody has them. Maybe some are more mild than others, but definitely everybody has an awakening of some sort that you may or may not have addressed it. You may have just took it as like, oh wow, that was like a little earthquake and the world shook a little bit, and then you just carried on doing what you're always doing. Though that's not a true awakening. You know, that's like it was a potential awakening, but again, you have to be ready for it. You know, you have to want to be able to find it and look for it. So I'm going to share with you one of my, it's not my most recent awakening, but it's probably one of my favorite, because it was truly, truly something that altered the trajectory of my life. And that was when I was 39 years old. So this is going back to 2008. And I was in Michigan. My brother Bashar and I have always been infatuated with Dubai. So we said, okay, we're going to go on a trip to the Middle East. We're going to visit Lebanon and we're going to Dubai. So we book it. This is in May, and it's a real long story, but I'm going to make it as short as possible. So we go and we get to Lebanon. We check into our hotel. We go do some stuff. We come back to the hotel and the manager says, oh, we just want you to know that the staff is not going to be here tomorrow because they're going to be doing some demonstrations at the front, and they're going to be like burning tires and things like that. I'm like, what? So little did we know, we were at the beginning of another civil war in Lebanon. So we had to pack up our bags. We moved into the mountains because it was unsafe where we were. We stayed there. I tried to fly out. Airports were closed. We couldn't get out of there. We had to call the U.S. Embassy in order to book a sailboat. We had to pay all this money to with other Americans who wanted to flee Lebanon. So we were able to put that together. We went to Corsica, is an island right off of Cyprus. Maybe it's Cyprus. And we went there by boat, got off. From there, we took a plane to Dubai. All right. So that's just the beginning of the story, right? We almost died, basically. We heard, you know, cannons and bombs exploding and all this stuff. It was really like what you see in the movies, right? So, got the hell out of there. we get to Dubai, and while we're there, there's this cityscape real estate conference. Actually, the day we got there was the day we were supposed to leave because the airport was closed, so we couldn't leave in time. By the time we went to that, you know, distraction, the time we got to Dubai, that was the day we should have been leaving. And so, as fate would have it, that next day was what's called the Cityscape Real Estate Conference, which is the largest real estate conference, you know, in the world. And it just happened to be, it was actually in Abu Dhabi. It wasn't in Dubai. And it was, you know, Abu Dhabi is about an hour or so in a car ride from Dubai. So I'm in real estate, right? I love Dubai. The second I land there, you're looking at all these tall buildings and these structures and the architecture and the people. I mean, seriously, like, your mind cannot comprehend what your eyes are seeing. It's spectacular. It's sensational, right? At least for me. For me, it was like, whoa, this is like futuristic stuff. I was fascinated, to say the least. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm renting a car. I am going, and, you know, my brother came with me, and we went to Abu Dhabi. I went to this real estate conference, and the amount of people that were just there with an insatiable appetite for real estate, for property, and we're meeting people from all over the world, and I'm, you know, I love that. I love different cultures. I love learning about different people, and, you know, just, you know, in general, you know, how the mind works, right? For people living in different circumstances, in different countries, speaking different languages. Like, to me, like, that's, I'm very passionate about that. I love culture. And so you tie all that in together. So I left that Cityscape conference and I went back to Dubai, and we were supposed to leave the next day. So I said, you know what, I'm just gonna wait. And I let my brother leave and I decided to stay. And I said, you know what, the conference was for 4 days. So I said, okay, I'm gonna go back tomorrow as well. And this time I'm gonna see if it's something that I can possibly learn from, talk to people, explore. And this is when I had my awakening, was when I decided, you know what, I'm gonna go there to this cityscape and I'm gonna look for a job. And if I get a job, then I'll figure out what to do. But let me see if I can at least get the job. Let me just go and try that. So the next day I wore my, you know, I dressed up, I went to the event again, and this time I went and talked to everybody. I was collecting business cards. I was talking to the managing director and the sales directors and, you know, all these high level people about the real estate and what's it like and what's it take. And, you know, they were very interested in American people because there wasn't a lot back then. You know, this is 2008. So there wasn't really a lot. There was a lot of, like, British people, but not so much American. They love the Western expat influence, British and American. They love the education that we have and the intelligence and, you know, that kind of thing. So, long story short, I spent about, you know, 8 hours there that day. My feet were bleeding. I had walked so much. It was like, oh, I don't know how many million square feet of conference space. Literally, I did like 2 laps around the whole place, and I collected a lot of cards. I had great conversations, and before I left Dubai, before I left the conference, I had already set up interviews. I had already set up meetings, and I told them I was going back to the U.S. and they said, no problem, we can do it on Skype. Well, we can do calls that way. And so I went back, I interviewed, and I got the job. And so then I was like, oh shit, now what? So I discovered that, okay, I'm here. I wanted to pack up. I had my friend move into my house, rent my house from me. And I was basically single, independent, You know, and I was like, this is my chance. This is the awakening that I have been waiting for. I always wanted to move away from Michigan. I always wanted to do real estate on the highest level possible. I wanted to be around luxury properties. I wanted to be around high net worth individuals. And that's what I saw when I went to Dubai. And I was like, this is the place for me. I need to do this. That was my awakening. That was my calling, right? Sometimes it could be your calling. That was my bolt of lightning that took me halfway around the world, packed up 4 suitcases. I didn't even have a place to live. I just went and stayed in some, they call it a little hotel apartment, and I rented it for 10 days. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna rent a hotel apartment for 10 days. And within that 10-day period, I'm going to find a place to live, get settled, get this, get that, and all that stuff. So that was in May, and I moved in October. So June, July, August, September, about 3-4 months. 3-4 months, my whole world changed, and that was one of the best things that ever happened to me in my life. It changed the trajectory of my life. You know, I came back in 2011, came down here to Miami, and basically took all the skills that I learned, all the relationships, all of the knowledge from what those last two and a half years had taught me, and brought it to Miami, and really able to hit the ground running in a market that I didn't know anybody, I didn't have any market knowledge, and I was able to hit the ground running and really, you know, provide the life that I'm enjoying today. So my question to you is, what awakening are you missing out on? What awakening has happened to you that you haven't taken advantage of? Are you looking for the awakening that you need to propel your life in the direction that you so crave? Think about that, write that down, watch some more videos, and you'll get some more answers. Get out there and touch people's lives in a positive way.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most.